Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
What idea would go through your head if a friend or loved one was diagnosed with lung cancer? Well, typically you think, they were probably a smoker and they're getting what they deserve. Now, that's not a real compassionate or empathetic response, but honest, I guess. That's why lung cancer is one of the most stigmatized diseases in America. I'm Christopher Springman. So if I told you I'm having a test for lung cancer as I believe I am at risk, well, what would you think? Well, no, I'm not a smoker or a former smoker, but I was exposed to secondhand smoke growing up, as both of my parents smoked and died of tobacco-related illness. That's why I'm having the early CDT, early cancer detection test, made by our next guest firm, Oncommune. Our guest name is Greg Stanley, Chief Commercial Officer of Oncommune, developers of the early CDT lung test. Greg, welcome to Life, Love, and Health.
Well, thank you, Christopher.
Tell me, Greg, did I make the right decision about having the test? And if so, what do I have to gain?
Well, Christopher, I do believe you made the right choice. You do have extensive exposure to secondhand smoke. And what you're going to gain from that is the ability, with any cancer, the best defense against any cancer is early detection. And when it comes to the case of lung cancer, where the overall survival rate for lung cancer, 5-year survival rate, is only 16%, anything you can do to find that disease earlier improves the potential prognosis for the disease.
That's a great segue into a discussion of the case history of Eleanor, which I believe will help us understand why early detection is so important. And by the way, Eleanor's story is available at your website, hellohaveyouheard.com. That's hellohaveyouheard.com. Tell us about Eleanor and her experience with the early CDT lung test.
Well, Eleanor, much like many cases of lung cancer today, is an ex-smoker. She had quit smoking many years before, and as she approached her 59th birthday, she had great concern about lung cancer because she had lost her mother to lung cancer at that age. And so she did a fair amount of research on the web and came across both our company and our test, early CDT lung.
So she has several risk factors. She's a former smoker and a family history of lung cancer, so we can tick both of those off.
Absolutely, but it only takes one. Just the fact that she either had family history or that she was an ex-smoker would be enough of a risk to be able to utilize the test.
Our guest is Greg Stanley, Chief Commercial Officer of Oncommune, the developers of the early CDT lung test. You can learn more about that test at hellohaveyouheard.com. That's www.hellohaveyouheard.com. Let's go on with Eleanor's story. So what was her next step in terms of what acquiring the test and consulting with her physician?
She acquired an information packet. She went to her primary care physician, talked about the test. The test was not familiar to the primary care physician, but based on Eleanor's interest and risk factors, she decided to order the test. It's a simple blood test, so just a sample of blood was taken and sent to us. We then reported the results back to her physician.
And what were the results?
The test is reported out as a positive or negative. In her case, it was a positive result. And at that point in time, Eleanor was moved on to a specialist to do further assessment and evaluation.
Greg, ultimately, what does the test actually measure?
Well, good question, Christopher. What the test actually measures is the body's immune response to a tumor developing and the proteins it exudes. As a tumor develops, it exudes proteins into the bloodstream, and the body sees those proteins as not being self and creates an antibody response to those proteins. Much like when you get a splinter in your finger, the body reacts to that splinter and creates antibodies.
So the body has actually detected a threat and is moving to deal with that threat. Is that fairly accurate?
Well, it's creating a response to a threat and creating antibodies to that. And we measure a panel of those antibodies. They shouldn't be there, and they surely shouldn't be there in insufficient quantities.
What was the next step for Eleanor at this point?
Well, the next step actually for Eleanor is once her results came back and she had further assessment by the specialist, and it was diagnosed as a non-small cell lung cancer, which is a deadly form of lung cancer, then treatment took place. And in this case, and I've talked directly both with Eleanor and her physician, it was determined that this is one of the earliest cases they had seen of small cell lung cancer.
And that's why we're having this conversation, isn't it? This is really
absolutely
what it's all about.
Absolutely. Early detection.
And typically, most cancers, lung cancers, are detected inadvertently or accidentally when an individual is having imaging or when they become symptomatic. And very often, as I understand this, when an individual is symptomatic with lung cancer, the cancer has probably metastasized. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's a tragic disease. As I mentioned earlier, only 16% of the people diagnosed with lung cancer survive 5 years or more. In fact, 54% perish in the first year. And a lot of that can be attributed to the fact that 85% of lung cancer is found symptomatically, the onset of clinical symptoms. And by that time, it tends to be late-stage cancer, less choices, less options, and not a very good prognosis.
The earlier
you can move that up into the detection of lung cancer, the more choices and options you have for treatment.
And the symptoms can include tightness in the chest, persistent cough, shortness of breath. And a lot of people kind of write that off because this is a progressive disease and these symptoms come on very, very slowly for the most part. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And so people, I'm getting a little older, I'm getting a little tired, I need some more exercise. I'm not laughing, but it's very easy for people to not recognize and to go into denial when these...
The symptoms tend to be vague and nondescript, and right. By the time you run it to ground, you lose some valuable time, absolutely.
The good news is that Eleanor is still with us. She was successfully treated. Now, by success, what do I mean?
Well, at this point, they caught it early, so she has more options as far as treatment, and there's a better prognosis for the outcome.
Under the circumstances, that's really quite good, especially looking at the numbers. What other causes are there for lung cancer? I mean, smoking is obviously number one, but my understanding is that exposure to radon, asbestos, coal products can also create lung cancer. Is that correct?
Yes. Extensive exposure to environmental factors such as radon, asbestos, vinyl chloride, arsenic, coal products, radioactive materials. There's a lot of risk factors out there.
But I know there are folks, Greg, who are saying, "No, wait a minute. I haven't been exposed to any of these things. You know, secondhand smoke. I've never been a smoker. Why should I be concerned?" Well, there is a growing body of evidence that suggests that never smoking individuals, very often never smoking women, develop lung cancer. So this is an area of concern.
Yes, and unfortunately, 20% of women, it's not related to tobacco. Some of that is related to the risk factors we mentioned, and some of it may have genetic consequences. So a family history is a key indicator in that case.
Tell me, Greg, where can our listeners go for more information about the early CDT, early cancer detection test by Oncoimmune?
Best place to go is HelloHaveYouHeard.com. That's our educational site. And it has a wealth of information on there.
And you can also read Eleanor's story there.
Absolutely.
And are there other places, too, where people can learn more about this test?
Yes. There's through a variety of search engines, you can do a fair amount of search on publications, both scientific and general publications, on the test, on the company, and lung cancer in general.
Our guest has been Greg Stanley, Chief Commercial Officer of Oncoimmune, developers of the early cancer detection lung test. Greg, thanks so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health, and I guess we'll find out together how my test results turn out.
Absolutely, Christopher. Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christopher Springman. You're listening to Life, Love, and Health on Radio MD.